Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com. Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each blank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lendercoot Wheeler, and we're going to have a real short show tonight, everybody. Pretty kind of a precursor to next week's show, which I'm really excited about. I'll get to that in a little bit. I'd just like to say thank you, everybody, for staying with me and hanging in there. Been a crazy couple of months here at the Low Sodium household. And yeah, every time I turn around, it's something else going on or another crazy thing. It's pretty wild here, right now. So please, thank you for bearing with us here at the Low Sodium Show and being a part of this roller coaster with us. So a few things, we've got some things coming up that are really going to be awesome, really going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a lot more giveaways, special guests coming up in the next year that you're going to want to be a part of. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have a great giveaway next week. Thanks to Jackson Kayak. It's a hat, beanie, and shirt, all donated by Jackson Kayak for you, the listener. And next week's show, this is kind of what this is all about. Next week's show, we are going to start tackling, hunting, and more along the lines of waterfowl hunting. And, you know, kayak hunting is growing in popularity. Now guys are realizing they can get to that faraway spot that no one else can get to, you know, and really put a hurting on everything that's out there. I've been doing it the past couple days, thanks to the season opening up on the 15th, and I'm having great luck. And some things that, you know, this is my first year really kayak hunting. I've jump hunted out of a kayak, which we're going to break down next week as well. I've jump hunted out of them, but never set myself up for, you know, decoying them in. So we're going to talk about everything that goes into waterfowl hunting next week. It should be a lot of fun. Hopefully I have some special callers and some other things as well. Like I said, it's going to be this is a short show. I actually have to be at my kids' Thanksgiving show or musical here in about 25 minutes. So it's only a 10-minute drive. So I do appreciate you guys bearing with us. Just a quick little precursor for everything. Remember, we're going to have a big giveaway next week. We're going to have a bunch of guests. We're really going to get into kayak hunting and more, you know, more low-sodium fish. We've been really tackled the bass pretty hard as of late. And coming up here, we're going to start talking about pike, muskie, crappie. Crappie's big right now. Going to be big. They really school up heavy this time of year and all throughout the winter. We'll talk about bow hunting out of a kayak. Now is a great time to start bow hunting out of a kayak. If your water's not frozen over and it's below 50 degrees, little streams packed full of carp are easy to shoot. And we'll talk about that. And we've got a great coming up next year. We're really going to open things up here at the Low Sodium Show. A bunch of new associates, best way to put it, with the Low Sodium Show. A lot of guests, hopefully. Starting lining people up, and should be an awesome time. All right? But first, before we head out here, I got to say thank you to Jackson Kayak, Orca Coolers, Bull Bay Rods, Lick'em Lures, Tommy Head Jigs, and you, the listener. Like I said, it's a short show. It's cold out, and I have to get on the road. I'll finish getting ready and then get on the road. So with all that being said, folks, thank you so much for bearing with us. Just a little shout-out for you guys to get ready for next week. So with that, all that being said, hope everyone has a great weekend. Go hunting, go fishing, enjoy it. Unless you're in Buffalo, then you're digging yourself out. But either way, get out there, enjoy the outdoors. Memories are never made in front of a TV. Always wear your PFD, especially this time of year. It does you no good if you can't get back on your kayak because you're sinking. Simple. Also, remember, proper gear saves lives, and we'll talk about that next week as well. And if you get out fishing this weekend, to get your fish on, man. To get your fish on, man. There you go. Like I said, I'm trying to get ready as I'm doing this. So with that being said, have a great night, everybody. Catch you next week on the Low Sodium Show. Good night, everybody.